In Haiti today, supporters of President Jean-Bertrand Aristide marched peacefully through the capital, Port-au-Prince. It was a calm day after yesterday's massive looting and random attacks on city streets. But the political standoff continues, and President Aristide is becoming more and more isolated. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Port-au-Prince.
The rain that fell long and hard last night seemed to lower the tension on Port-au-Prince's streets today. In the early morning, citizens picked their way among a flood of garbage washed into the roads by rainwater. An ambulance picked up the bloody corpse of a man lying in the street in front of the city's main hospital, where frightened doctors have refused to come to work. Local resident Michael Morenci says he knew this latest victim of violence. He says his neighbor was shot in the early morning as looters and gun-toting gangs of Aristide supporters were ending a day of rampaging.
He has a job not too long ago. He lost a job. He's a very nice guy. I don't know. Yesterday I saw him. He was good. You know, he don't steal. He's not a violent guy. He just got killed, just like that. Simple as that. I don't know why.
Yesterday's looting took place in part because of rumors that the armed rebels trying to oust Aristide are moving from their northern strongholds towards the capital. They've already blocked the main road connecting Port-au-Prince with northern cities, and people, already malnourished, are terrified of food shortages. Opposition leaders in the capital have been saying for days that Aristide is on the verge of fleeing, since France and the U.S. retracted their diplomatic support for the priest-turned-president. The U.S. brought Aristide back to Haiti in 1994 after a coup 3 years earlier. Pierre Robert Auguste is a member of the Democratic Platform, a disparate group of Aristide detractors who say they will not negotiate a political solution with the president. If Aristide leaves in the next couple of hours, we're already ready to implement a new government, he says. It's just a matter of following our strategy well. Aristide says he's still firmly in control of the National Palace and yesterday called on Haitians to stop the looting of stores, banks, and containers of humanitarian aid. Opposition leaders have been meeting today but won't say what their latest strategy is. They have distanced themselves from the gangs and former military men leading the month-old armed assault from the north, but risk falling into a power struggle with them should the armed forces take the capital sometime soon. But the rebels are only a few hundred men strong, and Port-au-Prince residents still appear to be largely behind their president. Today, some 10,000 people marched past the National Palace, calling the opposition terrorists and saying that Haiti's weak democracy hinges on Aristide completing his term, which ends in 2006. One dreadlocked Haitian, 46-year-old Elison Pierre Toussaint, says he returned to his home country from Montreal after 24 years to defend the man he sees as his country's first legitimate leader.
I have 1 year here because I come to fighting for my country. Because we don't like the way the white people deal with us.
Toussaint is referring to France and the U.S. France's foreign minister has said Aristide should leave the palace. The U.S. has expressed grave doubts about Aristide's ability to continue leading. As the day wore on, pickup trucks packed with masked men carrying pistols and assault rifles careened up and down the streets alongside the marchers, weaving around barricades that have been temporarily pulled to the curbs. March leader and staunch Aristide supporter René Seville warned that if rebels try to take the capital in a military assault, they'll be decimated by the thousands of armed militiamen keeping watch at the city's entrances.
Comme c'est la France, comme c'est les États-Unis, qui derrière yo gen pouvoir avec l'argent, yo ka fè.
The rebels enjoy the support of France and the United States, so they think they can continue, he says, but the people support Aristide and will repel them. Rebel leader Guy Philippe says he's not planning to attack for a day or two, honoring a U.S. request to end the violence at least temporarily. Most commercial flights to the island have been canceled. The United States, Brazil, and Canada have sent in military planes to evacuate their citizens. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.